Hello, I am Todd Miller, President and CEO of Tech Canada. Most of you would probably know that. And this is the first episode of Talking Tech. And I'm very, very excited about today's episode in particular, because today I get an opportunity to talk to our Director of Partner Experience, Jody Milhausen. So this is going to be kind of exciting because, again, it's the first episode of Talking Tech, which is really an experience for us, a new experience for us at Tech, and really an opportunity for us to create a new way of communicating to all of you, our chair community, so that we find another mechanism to let you know what's going on. And you're going to see and hear from all the leadership team members and various team players throughout Tech and special guests, all in the spirit of trying to keep you informed, another way of keeping you informed of what we're doing at Tech. So without further ado, we're going to begin our first episode today with our Director of Partner Experience, Jody Milhausen. Welcome, Jody.
Hi, Todd.
Good to be here, isn't it?
It's exciting.
You're as excited as I am, I could tell. You are, aren't you?
I am, yeah.
Well, let's get rolling. You know, when I think about partner experience, because that's the new term for us, right? How did that come about?
Well, taking our experience and our strategic plan of trying to create authentically engaging and rewarding relationships and our relationship with our chairs to our partners that we work with for the mutual benefit of one another, we've taken our department that was originally our chair support, our development and training, and our administration, which all directly serve within the chair community, to one element of the partner experience and being able to create a more holistic approach to how we create better relationships.
Yeah. So obviously within that, and as you say, for the mutual benefit of one another, and clearly in this case, it's our chairs, it's our chair community. And that journey begins with what we call TCCT,
yes.
Another acronym that we float around this place, right? But with that, tell us more about TCCT. So I sign up as a chair, what happens?
So Tech Canada Chair Training is actually two parts now. So the first part is foundations. And that is the first section that you would take when you begin your journey as a chair. This is 4.5 days here in the Tech Canada head office.
Yep.
And so it's led by our faculty, usually Sean Eldred, Larry Hiles, Eileen Terry, who are here present in the office. And they work through 4.5 days of everything you need to know about tech and everything you need to build, recruit, and begin your group.
Wow.
And you get to meet the leadership team. So Jonah and Mark and Jane and Robin and myself, and we go through everything you need from us and everything that we can do to support you on your next step. And then they all go home after 4.5 days. And then 2 weeks later, there's another session called Action and Accountability.
Oh.
And this is a session on how to keep yourself on a rigor, how you keep yourself going, and what you need to do for that commitment to build your group. And that's led by faculty member John Mitzit.
Oh, well. So, I mean, it's changed quite a bit over the years. And then I think back to 12 years ago when I went through chair training back then. And many of our chairs that are listening would have had experience with Vistage, and you know, some probably even went to Florida. There's all kinds of different variations. Why are we doing what we do today?
Well, having it here in Canada and having it here in the head office allows us the opportunity to tailor that relationship with the chair from the beginning. I've been through Vistage training and I've been through our training here as well too. So the difference being that we have a very collaborative and supportive approach to our build process, as well as a very Canadian approach. So taking it to more what we can do, how our community builds together, how they work together. And there are still components that are still, you know, anchors in our training, like the I am from poem and what tech came from and the beginning of our roots and everything that gets you, you know, fired up and ready to go. So those are still the core values, still the heart, still the mission, but allowing it to become really ours, really part of our community from the beginning without having to take any of those other factors out afterwards.
Yeah, fantastic. Great. And how's it been received?
So far, so good. We're doing great. I mean, we made evolve evolution to the program as we've gone. Over the last year, we've had 4 classes and we kind of tweak and adjust as we go from things that we hear or things that we're like, hey, that would be a great introduction to the program. And so we continue to evolve it and change it, and we will, because people change, and so does our program. So we'll keep going with that.
So speaking of change, so you've gone through some changes, right? This is your second tour of duty with Tech.
Yes.
Obviously, it's coming up for 7 years, I think.
7 years it's run, yeah.
Yeah. So, And your new title, Director of Partner Experience and Administration.
Yes.
So you do more than just training. Obviously, tell us more about the role that you have.
So I lead and direct also our chair support advisor, so our CSA team as well too. So everything to do with, you know, chair exits, chair onboarding, new members, new everything, whatever administration they need. So work closely with Natalie Kelly and the team there. And
That's the CSA team.
Yeah. And then also with Kaylee Rook, our supervisor of administration. So I do everything to do with admin. So that involves managing rocks, expectations, everything to do with this office, all of our vendor contracts, our suppliers, executive assistance to leadership team members when required, and all of the reporting and functions as well too. So all of our scorecards, our dashboards, our everything like that we manage and maintain, as well as legal. So our chair contracts, and we also, in that portfolio, is also the human resource component. So human resources and tech is split between two departments, myself and Heather, the director of finance. So she manages the payroll and the benefits.
All the money.
Yeah. And I get to deal with the culture, the fun, the social committee, the onboarding, the recruitment.
Money and people. So she gets the money part. I get the people.
So the two of us, we think we work pretty well with that.
Great.
And so I work with Shannon Granter, our HR generalist, and we're recruiting for a new position there as well, too, because that continues to grow. On supporting new techies, finding new opportunities for them, and then I also lead our social committee. So wellness, factors of getting together, community strength, and development, and our staff.
And, of course, the other part, I come out of chair training, and there's now an element of learning that happens, and it's called Delta.
It is.
And who leads Delta?
I also lead Delta and work directly with Brittany Fitzgerald, our coordinator of Delta as well, too. So Delta is on the chair side under the partner experience umbrella. And so those six elements of Delta, so from the beginning for the building chair, the growing chair, and the sustaining chair development, the national chair conference, which is our biggest party of the year and the most fun, chair world, and then the ambassador program, which is getting local chairs together in their communities.
Yeah, fantastic. So, okay, got back to training. So I came out of training now, and our brand new chairs that have just come out of TCCT, and they've gone out of their, they talked to John, and they're going to get launched.
Yep.
So then what happens, right? What do we do with chairs? How do we support chairs once they're launched?
So there is a number of elements, and it sounds a little overwhelming at first, but I think when you get into it, it actually just builds a foundation of support. So weekly check-ins with our chair support advisor, which is actually led by a chair building guide. So there's a week-by-week guide that gives them the tools and everything they need to do. So here's your checklist, here's our checklist, how do we line up every single week? And so getting those underway, we work with them to get their headshots, their everything like the website, LinkedIn, working through that member recruitment playbook, anywhere they're struggling. We have tons of conversations every week going forward to help build that accountability, but also answer any questions and make sure that we're there for them. Every 2 weeks, there's a call called the Accelerator. This is led by the Delta Department and led by Natalie Kelly at our faculty. And so we have special guests come in, other chairs to share tips, tools, resources. And then a lot of the time, it's our building chairs working together in triads and working alongside and practicing skills that they've had. So that's every 2 weeks that they have to be on as well, too. Then we have Delta webinars, Delta resources, Delta videos that we share in different times, depending on what it is that they're looking for. And as you progress through the process at about the 8 to 12 week mark, depending on where you're progressing in the build.
Once you're building, still building.
So in that build process, we then assign you to a building chair coach. So a building chair coach is a master chair or award-winning chair that has done this themselves. And so they come at it from the angle of the chair side of here's some other tools, here's some things you can do. Often they'll invite them to their meeting if they're in the same region so they can see it, participate in it. They help them along when they have, you know, selection interviews or conversations. They'll meet with them, talk with them before, after, coach, guide, role practice. So then that stays with you all the way actually until you launch.
Okay.
And so that keeps going. And as you add more and more members, we get more and more excited. And as you hit that point where you're just about to launch or you're just so very close or booking your launch meeting, then we involve our speaker and our thought leadership team as well, too.
Okay.
So we have a onboarding conversation before now it's launch. So what does that look like? We've trained you everywhere else. Now what's the step? So with the CSA, with the supervisor of CSA, and then the thought leadership team with Danielle or Cassia, they walk you through what that process looks like for your meetings, for your planning, for your scheduling. And then with your coach directly, you have a conversation of, okay, now it's day one. What do we do now?
Yeah.
Often our coaches will attend your first meeting as well too, to be there as a support and a guide, and then just take a little bit of pressure off you of, you know, helping set up the tech guard. So it's okay, you've got this. And so that's been going actually quite well, of having the coaches in the room that you're pretty supported, and that day goes very well.
Yeah.
And then our CSA team and myself follow up after your first meeting as well too, to make sure that everything's going smoothly and what we can do to help you from here. Because the build hasn't stopped. Just as you've launched, the build hasn't stopped.
Still got to keep going. I remember, it's funny you're saying that, Joe, because I remember when I got launched, or when I was in the building process, as you've just described, I finally had enough, I guess, eight men and women in those days. I guess it was eight men that I was ready to launch, and I thought, now what, right? Yep. As much as I thought. So literally, we're engaged right on that day and going forward, because as you say, the build doesn't stop.
The build doesn't stop. And that takes us to our newest element of Delta and the newest element of growing, building, chair, development. Okay. So it's kind of in between the two, but we're making it mostly growing, chair, development. Effective April 1 and launching as of April 1, we have a new program as part of TCCT. So because that'll be confusing, we've called the first one Foundations, and the second one is called The Art of Chairing. So this is a 3-day in-office program, again, coming back here to Calgary, led by Peter Buchanan and a number of members of our faculty, including Barry Brad, Julie Alton, Dave McLean, Eileen Terry, all coming in to share the skills and show you all of the best practices, all of the tools,
how to run a meeting. Right?
Yep. Yeah. So they start, like, how to run a meeting, how to do the one-to-ones, how to pull those issues out of a check-in process, how to do, like, set your speakers up for success in the group, how to use issues you identify in the group to build your speaker plan for the year, and then how to bond the group. So also how to continue to build that clubhouse effect with them, and how to continue to recruit, build a referral culture, and keep your group going. So we're calling it The Art of Chairing, The Path to Master Chair.
I love it. So then I've gone through all of that. So I guess you just got you leave me out there, or who do I talk to?
No.
Who's my point of contact?
Your CSA is still there with you.
Okay.
So your CSA stays with you all the way until the very end, so they will be with you as well, too. So maybe not every 2 weeks, because you may not have as many updates.
I probably don't want to talk to them every 2 weeks.
But you're going to once a month now. So as a growing chair, you're once a month with your CSA for half an hour, and you'll continue to through the process as you get all the way
What's the purpose of that? What does that sound like?
That is accountability, but also connection. So because the build hasn't stopped. You aren't to 14, you know, 12 to 14 members after that sustained level yet. But also, what are your plans? What do you need for development? Where are you seeing, as your chair practice grows, where could you be stronger? So that CSA will make the connection between you and either another member of the community, another chair, another thought leader expert, anything that you need. Even if it's just a patty for, hey, I need a contract. I've got somebody ready to sign. Great. They're there for you. What can we get for you? I don't know where this is on the app, any of that stuff. So they are your resource, your expert, your account manager here to try to help you guide where you need to be.
Yep.
Any questions, any direction?
So I've reached my level.
Awesome.
I've got up to 14 or 16 members. So what is the department? What are you? What does partner experience look like once I've achieved that? My ongoing development. We're all continuous learners around here.
Absolutely.
So how do you support me once I've reached that level? What other kind of support can I look forward to?
Well, so state chairs will have a different level of support that they're looking for, but I do believe they want community and connection with each other. So a quarterly sustained chair call as well, too, so an opportunity to come together with the community, say if you've got an issue to process or anything like that you need some help on, or just connect. So we have lots of opportunities for those, and then the ambassador region as well, too. So all the different regions have their kind of quarterly or 3 times a year or 2 times a year that they all get together and connect.
And there's an usher in every market?
Every region, that there's a major city. So the only one we're working on is the East Coast. So then the rest of it, pretty much everywhere else there.
Well, Joe will probably be our ambassador.
Joe is my ambassador of getting the group of them together. So it's just a matter of what it looks like in each region, because it's always a little bit different. Getting together for breakfast in Toronto takes you 2 hours of driving and an hour for breakfast, so that doesn't work. So Toronto will work with, you know, a full day. Quebec will, you know, work for a full day, once in Montreal, once in Quebec City, and get everybody together. BC is, you know, a full day, but it's, you know, 3 times a year. So it depends on where you are, but working with that community, sitting alongside that master chair, learning more from them as well too, and on those different fronts. So we also have more coming with the Delta program for this. So more thought leadership, more master classes, more opportunities to learn from your peers. Mm-hmm. And we work on, I mean, National Chair Conference is a huge component of this as well, too. Mm-hmm. So that opportunity to come together as a community, and also lead chair-led sessions, because those are the group I go to, right? Those are the ones that I lead on. Those are the ones that I come together saying, hey, I'd love for you to run this. They also get the opportunity to lead some of my accelerator calls, some of my growing chair calls with the skills that they've learned. So they become part of my honorary faculty and work together. And National will be a great opportunity.
It's a very, very full agenda, right? Regardless of where you are at in your journey as a chair. So you've mentioned Delta quite a few times. So Delta, what does it stand for, and what are the elements of Delta?
So Delta stands for Development, Education, Leadership, Training, and Accountability.
Okay.
All the things we stand for in our training department, and all the things for our chairs.
Okay.
And the six components are everything from building, growing, and sustained chair development.
Okay.
There are three of them.
Yeah.
The Ambassador Program, which is the regional touchpoint, and the Chair World Conference in wherever it's going to be.
Support them in some regard for Chair World, which we just left, I guess.
We did, and next year is announced for Florida in January of 2025, so that one will be kind of fun. And then we have...
If you like Goofy and Mickey Mouse.
If you like Disney, I mean, you might as well come. I think my kids will probably show up to this one. And then National Chair Conference, which is our big show, and it's in October, November of each year, just at that last first week of November this year, November 3rd through 6th.
Yeah, so we've already booked that, right?
We have. We're going home.
Where is it?
Vancouver.
Vancouver, there we go. Right.
We're going home.
Okay, so that's Delta. I've got one more question for you, just to kind of, not a trick one, but, you know, technology. You know, we're always talking about technology. We're talking about where things are going, innovation technology, and all the exciting things that the world is looking at these days, in particular with AI. But in your shop, when you think about partner experience and what we're going to do with the chair community, how does technology play into your world?
Well, the biggest component we're working on right now is an LMS, or a learning management software.
Okay.
We know our chairs are very, very busy individuals. So being available when that webinar is on, not likely going to happen. So what we've looked to do is build, with Absorb software, a learning management tool that is available at any time with different training tracks, different options, different videos, different everything from Delta. And the chair can log in and sign up to what they want to do, hold themselves accountable to the programs, and then we can also suggest different programs as well, too. So there'll be a variety of content from thought leaders, speakers, different chairs, master chairs, co-board winners, whatever we can find, and whatever we've got in our books, because we have tons of resources around here. But it's a matter of putting it all into one spot, so you don't have to find that link from that one email, but one place you can log into and be able to manage your own learning, your own development, and then whatever you suggest, be able to, like, we can take it from there and build up more. We're in building, we're in training on it. We'll have a soft launch end of March.
Okay, that was my next question. As we think about LMS, the end of March, I think we're going to have a soft launch.
I'll have a soft launch with a couple members of my faculty and a few chairs across the country at the end of March to ease of use, how it's working, give us any feedback provider at that time. We will continue to build through the third quarter more and more content for the chairs, and then we will have it up and running by summer. I'm sure you'll make me do a full shebang at National Chair Conference saying, hey, when this is available.
Yeah, well, that's exciting. And clearly, having one place where all of these learnings, and that's, you know, for me, just listening to you talk today, Joe, and all of the different things that you and your department have formed in a pretty short period of time, I might add. I mean, although many of these things have been moving along for some time, I mean, you really are the go-to place for learning and development for our chair community, whether you're just starting out, whether you're about to launch, whether you just got launched, or whether you've been a chair for many, many years. And you are the go-to area. That's kind of my key takeaway from this conversation. I mean, whether it be Delta or that partner experience, the mutual benefit of one another, and ultimately the support team that you're surrounded yourself with, all in the spirit of supporting the chair community. That's pretty exciting.
Right? Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you for carving out some time with me today.
I
think it's been fun, right?
It's always fun.
Yeah. And of course, the next time that we get together, when we think about, talking tech, and this, of course, being the very, very first episode, but when we get together again next time, I believe I'm going to have the Director of Member Experience, Jonah McEachran, and he'll be joining me. We'll have another conversation with Jonah, similar to what we had with Jody today. And hopefully you found it engaging and informative. And today, again, my message would be if there's things that you're thinking about as a chair that, hey, I'd like to learn more about that, that's your go-to person. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great day, guys. That was a great session. I really enjoyed the opportunity to talk with Jody Milhausen, our Director of Partner Experience and Administration. You know, and one of the other items that we wanted to thread into these episodes that we're going to be putting on a regular basis is to talk about what's going on. Now, as you all know, I've talked at length about the weekly chair bulletin and the importance of going to that particular document that we send out every Friday. I think it's a go-to document for maybe Saturday morning coffee, as you can go through and catch up on what's gone on in the week prior. And some of the things, some of the exciting things that have happened recently, we've had three launches. In Edmonton, a small business group launched with Whitney Shaw. That was an exciting opportunity, in particular for me. She's a former member of Tech, and yes, selfishly, she's a former member of one of my groups. So that was an extremely exciting moment for Tech. Joe Gilliban. Joe launched Emerging Leaders Group in Halifax. And again, I think that was an exceptional moment as well. I still remember vividly driving along the highways in Halifax towards the member event last year and talking to Joe about that Emerging Leaders opportunity. So to see him get that up and running, I think, is just another way of increasing brand awareness inside of particular Halifax, but the East. And I think that we're going to see some exciting things coming out of the East and the months that come, the years that come. Susie Baudin in Quebec, or Montreal, rather, she launched her CEO group. So to see a CEO group launched, Emerging Leaders Group and a small business group, wow, that was a pretty exciting period of time with three launches as we're well into the second quarter now. So lots of exciting things going on. And having said that, you know, the thing that we always talk about, and you heard Jody talking about it, you know, the build process isn't over until you really excel and chase that, call it the 14 number or the 16 number. And I know there's an awful lot of activity going on out there right now, and with a lot of encouragement. If you need support, if you need some role practice, whatever it is that you need from either Jody and her team, or quite frankly, me, reach out. Because obviously what we'd like to do is see you be even more successful by getting your groups up to that 14 or 16. Membership size does matter. We know that retention is greater when you're at that 14 above. So with that, be well. Enjoy your time out there with your groups and your members. And we'll look forward to seeing you on our next episode with Jonah McEachran.